Now, a program specially designed for those listening in black and white.
And now, in color, Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke.
A lot of people say that radio comedy has never played an active enough part in the defense of our nation against hostile attack. To put that to rights, this week we've enlisted ourselves and the entire audience in the Territorial Army for night maneuvers on Salisbury Plain.
Will, no one's ever said that.
What?
All that guff about comedy not playing a part in civil defense. You just made that up so you could get us out in the middle of this freezing cold field at midnight dressed in this stupid green netting stuff.
What was that?
An owl, William.
Could have been a call sign. Everyone on manoeuvres has to keep in touch by means of call signs.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's ours, then?
Tim's been teaching one to the audience. Is it ready?
Yeah.
Okay, right, now, firstly, Mike, listen. If we're separated, this is how we secretly keep in touch.
Right.
Where are you? Well, it's really going to take the enemy a while to decipher that.
I don't like all these enemies, but isn't it something we can sit down and talk over?
It's a manoeuvre, Firthy, you northern pillock. It's a detailed, realistic rehearsal for the eventuality of land combat.
Look, you lot, look.
I found a branch that's actually shaped like a gun.
Yeah, put that away.
It's serious stuff, this is. Listen. A twig cracked. It'll be reconnaissance from one of the other NATO forces sent to locate our operations base.
No, it's just Mike making a barbecue.
How long does it take to defrost cannelloni, then?
Put that out! Do you want to get us all killed? Ow! Who threw that fir cone?
Me. It's a hand grenade. You're dead now.
I won. Stop it! Look, this is serious. Who's got the operations pack?
It's here.
Right, it's 0 hour. Open it and read it out.
Link up with Group C at 0600 hours at grid reference 214567, evading Norwegian reconnaissance. Do not commence movement until 300 hours. Until then, camp out.
What, here? Till 3 in the morning?
Hold on. TA volunteers from the north of England to erect tents out of plastic ground sheets and prepare reconstituted food. TA members from the south of England, please find enclosed luncheon vouchers. You have been booked into the Cotswold Hotel Salisbury.
Right, see, perfect.
It's not fair.
You're not going to deny your northern roots, are you?
Well, no, obviously
well,
not.
Well, see you at 3, then.
If you have any trouble, just give them a taste of this bazooka.
It's a log.
Not now, Firthy. This is war.
And now, in justice.
In the cells of Britain's prisons today, there are many people who protest that, under the true course of justice, they should not be there. Here, in Block C, cell 24 of Broadmoor, is prisoner 275 Killett. You believe after 3 years here you were wrongly imprisoned?
I do, yes.
Why is that?
Because I'm a prison officer. Came in to change the sheets in 1987, the door blew shut behind me.
In the next cell to him is prisoner 275, Father John Mulcahy.
I came in to read a prisoner the last rites, and they took him out and shut the door on me. Can I go now?
And so the list goes on. In this one prison alone, we found two cleaners, a bloke who came to redo the pointing around a wash basin, and... Oh, damn.
Advantage, Edberg. Incidentally, while they're just playing this point, I can't get four down in the Times crossword today. Exterior in a shout, three letters. Out! Oh, yes, of course, that's it, thank you.
And now in colour, the mind of a Shakespearean actor.
So foul and fair a day I have not seen.
Haven't got anything to say for a bit now. Think I'll just stare at that pillar. Yes, that's good. Oh, perhaps I could do that manure noise in the next speech that I used in Coriolanus. Yes.
Speak, if you can. What are you?
Oh, well, that was all right. Oh, listen to him. These young actors couldn't project across a station platform with a tannoy. Oh, that's quite good. That's rather funny. I think I'll put that in my autobiography. Now, he always gets a laugh on this bit, so I'll just grunt over it and knacker it completely.
Yes!
That'll teach him for nicking my car park space. Now, what's next? Oh, it's the shouty bit. Oh, I always like the shouty bit. Perhaps I should misemphasize some of the words in this as well. Yes. Here we go.
Stay! You imperfect speakers! Tell me more!
Now, I'll really speed it up.
My sign of death, I know I'm Thane of Gloves, but now of Cordor, the Thane of Cordor lives!
Just going to autopilot now, I think.
You're wearing me.
Oh, look, it's that smart-ass prompter who stitched me up in Hamlet. He's reading a copy of Geoffrey Archer's novel. Right, I'll get my own back. And pause. Pause. Ah, he's dropped his book. He's knocked his copy over. He's scrabbling for the screen. And now.
Say he came from where?
Six games all. The tie break will now come into operation. Caracas. Caracas is the capital of which South American country? Hands up. It's Edberg.
Peru.
Sorry, Mr. Yarrick.
Colombia.
Is the correct answer. Games set a match for Mr. Yarrick. 6-2, 4-6, 7-6. Geography question.
Radio 2.
And with a time at 3 o'clock here on Radio 2, it's time for Night Truck. Okay, and here's a dedication for a young lad called Tim Firth, who's apparently out there in a field somewhere doing army manoeuvres. Cheer up, Firthy. This one's just for you. It's that old Neil Diamond classic, If the Enemy Want Me, I'm at grid reference 217-365.
Firthy, oi, oi! What are you doing?
Yeah, I thought that might make you turn up.
Did you put that on the radio?
I was lonely.
Right, all lights out. Smear your faces with soil. Follow me.
Why is Wills go into all this? Were his family in the army?
No, his dad just wanted a bit part in a film with Kenneth Moore, that's all.
Listen, Ginger. Tim.
What?
Pass the guns out to everybody.
Ah, yes, right. There you go. What's this?
Ah, I swapped the ones you gave me. These make a better noise. Listen.
Tim, if you're not going to take this seriously, look, these are the guns, right? Proper guns, metal ones, all right? With cartridges, you know, that fire.
That's the owl you just shot.
I didn't know it was there, did I? Look, put it back up. It's dead.
Well, prop it up with something.
Forrest's not the same without an owl.
All right. Forrest, listen, there's something on the radio.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, brilliant. It's Matthew and Son by Cat Stevens.
Look, that radio is supposed to be on combat wavelength.
Radio 2?
24 hours a day. Entertainment.
Yeah. And now on Radio 2, it's time for me, Brian Jumper, with Army Roundup. A quick rundown on all the land battles taking place in the British Isles this Saturday night. With music from Crystal Gale and Neil Sedaka.
That's really useful, listen.
First off, a TA volunteer group under William van Dyke on Salisbury Plain are imminently in danger of discovery by Norwegian detachments and should relocate immediately to a new grid reference. And I'll be giving that grid reference right after this one from Crystal Gale.
Crete, 73 BC.
My lord Theseus, these labyrinths go on into the hillside for miles. Many men have ventured inside to find the Minotaur, never to return.
Dear Tyrius, do not fear for my life. I have thought much and struck upon a method of finding my way back.
Really?
Yes, Tyrius. Just this one simple piece of string.
Superb, my lord.
It is attached to this empty toilet roll middle containing a marble.
Oh.
When I pull the string, the toilet roll falls over and the marble is released. This rolls down a little track, held up on precipitously thin bits of wood, 5 feet from the ground, until it strikes a candle.
Yeah, my lord.
This burns through a string, which is holding up a weight, causing it to fall onto this 15-foot long party balloon.
Excuse me, my lord.
Which explodes, causing a gust of air which makes this large book up here fall down. Watch.
that will kill the legendary dreaded Minotaur, will it?
Well, it depends on how big the book is, really. Right, we're in. Living room first. Grab the video. I'll get the jelly. Come on.
Jelly?
Jelly. Telly. It's rhyming slang, isn't it? Look, just get the video.
Oh, I can't find the eject button.
It's in the... What? I didn't mean the tape.
But I've seen the others. This one's no good. It's got Michael Caine in it.
The machine... Michael Caine isn't in the shooting party. You're thinking of blaming it on Rio.
No. He gets killed.
It doesn't matter. Is there anything else valuable?
This carpet looks pretty good.
Oh, don't be stupid. Look, go look for something expensive and portable like the apple and pears.
What?
Apple and pears, stairs. God, don't you know anything? Look, oily rag, fag, rub-a-dub-dub.
Pub?
Yes, good. Well done.
Oh, I see. How about catch a plane... Train!
Yes, right.
Ah, I see. So, isn't it amazing that the fourth heaviest planet is Mars? Cars!
Look,
did you see that film the other night? The one with Herbert Perky that was on at 11 o'clock? Sock!
Yes, well done.
Fun!
Yes, look, I'll stop now.
Ciao!
What's all that noise? Is that burglars?
Yes. Shh. Sorry, no.
Would you like to buy some double glazing?
I've already got some double glazing.
Not in the window we smashed, you haven't.
Yes.
Right, well, you better get out of here, because I've called the people who go down the shops.
What?
You know, I've called the... Given the long dry spell we had earlier this year, this wet spell will do no harm at all to the crops.
Dad, are there some people who put liquid in their throats and gurgle it, and are therefore referred to as... gurglers downstairs?
Yes, son, but don't worry, I've called the... Hello, Mr. Smithson, isn't that your...
Freeze, business? Everybody! It's the Tracer and the Argonauts in his quest for the Golden Fleece.
What?
Shut up, you! You're under... what's the one for under arrest?
Is it for the game against Norwich, Liam Brady will take a late fitness test?
No. I thought it was Kenny Dalglish will decide whether to play Peter Beardsley after John Barnes has taken a late fitness test.
No, isn't it just fitness test?
If you think you know the Cockney rhyming slang for under arrest, jot it down on the back of a postcard and enter our free competition. Don't forget, mark your postcard, fitness test.
In the pub for the past few weeks, it's only you I've seen. Standing in the corner with your sweet martini, playing the trivia machine. You turned my way and I smiled at you, but you didn't seem to understand. If I wanna get through the trivia to you, there's only one way I can. Do you A,
love me?
B,
hate me?
C,
Lassie Viren.
You think I'm A,
handsome?
B,
ugly?
C,
an Indonesian rice dish.
We could have a little drink, have a chat about your life, or the things you like. Or sports, science and nature, literature, or maybe just potluck. I could take you to the village of Bexham Keys on a Sunday afternoon. It's the oldest Saxon settlement in England.
It's not.
Are you A,
single?
B,
married?
C,
Sunderland?
Could we go to A,
the cinema?
B,
my place?
C,
Sunderland?
There comes a time in a young man's life when he has to face the test. When there's no pass available anymore and a button's got to be pressed. You put your twin in the machine and you can't get it back. It's a credit you have to play. And it's no losers now, sonny, you just go for broke. So I stand up, clear my throat and say, hey baby, do you A, would you be, if I were to ask you to, in a hypothetical situation, in my point of view, we have the option to get...
Wah, time out, Dan.
Well, what? How long do we have to hide in this hole in the ground?
Until the Norwegian forces have gone past. Seeing as we missed the grid reference we were supposed to get because you lot were singing along to that Crystal Gale song.
It's a cracking track, though. Shh. Don't it make...
Be passing by any minute. Are the audience camouflaged?
Yeah. I sorted them out so they'll blend in with the forest floor. They're disguised as empty fag packets and damp Sunday colour supplements.
Well done. Now we wait.
I thought that owl was dead.
Yeah, it is. But I thought it'd give the game away having no owl in a forest, so I recorded some owl noises on my Walkman and stuck it underneath.
Where is it?
Well, it wouldn't stand up in the tree, so I had to put it in that clearing, on a stool.
Oh, well, that looks quite normal. Jolly well done.
Hey, do you want to hear the new call sign? It's in code. Listen. Comment allez-vous? They'll never crack that one.
What?
It's them. It's the Norwegian troops over there in the clearing.
What are they doing? Well, surprisingly enough, they're looking at this dead owl on a stool with a Walkman underneath it.
I hate to ask this, Bertie, old mate, but there wasn't anything else on the tape, was there?
Oh, God.
My ABBA's greatest hits tape.
Oh, is that the one with the eagle and Thank You for the Music?
No, that's ABBA the album.
Ah, it's the one with Nina Pretty Ballerina.
Yeah, yes. Will you shut up? Do you not understand? This is combat. Us and them. Supposed to be two packs of finely tuned, hardened, crack fighting squads. Hey, hold on. The Norwegians have all started to link arms and sing Fernando.
Oh, I think that one of the banks crying. He's got out a photograph of his mum.
Right, that's it. We found their Achilles heel. Let's get them while they're down. Okay, lads, this is it. The big push.
What?
Now?
No, not now, obviously. Wait till the end of the second verse, won't we? For many years, the world of jingle writing in this country has been dominated by two people. The Schrader brothers. Almost every piece of memorable jingle music has come from their pen.
You're a modern girl in a modern world. You got a job to do and a life to lead. But you still gotta find the time to eat biscuits.
The award-winning Eat Biscuits campaign won them the Golden Note at the Berlin Advert Fest. But now the brothers are trying to break into the mainstream pop market, and they are encountering a few problems. This is their first single, Calling Love at the Heartbeat Exchange.
Call me. Oh, baby, why don't you call me? You know my number.
It's 27332.
Sorry, I've done it again.
Oh, damn, sorry.
We caught them making their new album, Songs in the City of Love.
Yeah, it's like it took Marillion a while to break out of the format of Genesis, yeah. And so it's taking us a while to break out the format of all our songs being 5 seconds long with a telephone number at the end, really.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
You are my everything. And I'll give you everything from the bottom of my heart.
Subject to status. Applying for written deal. Oh, damn. Sorry, I was so...
Right, don't worry. The album is a startling departure from the conventional pop album format. Not least for the fact that it has 270 songs on both sides. These range from the stabbing and thought-provoking Have You Seen What's at B&Q? 3 seconds long. To the extended and elegiac My Life, Your Life, Our Life, brackets, protect them with royal insurance, close brackets, which is 11 seconds. I mean, the thing is that sometimes, you know, you think you're doing all right.
That's right, but just 1 second, yeah?
One second loss of concentration and you've had it.
Yeah.
You're gonna fall in love. Your Peugeot dealer.
What happened to the voiceover?
There isn't one.
Damn! We now look forward to the release of the second single, which they hope will fare slightly better in the charts than the first. Out on Arisphone Records next week, it's a cover version of that old Commodore classic, Three Times a Lady, for the price of two.
And now in colour, it's Gardening Corner with Jeremy Hook.
Hello. And welcome to Gardener's World. Last week, you remember, we saw the splendid rhododendrons and azaleas in Mrs. Bloxham's cottage garden. Well, this week, we've moved north from Tunbridge Wells to Iceland. Harry.
Oh, it's so cold! The thing to remember about gardening in Iceland is to keep well roped together and always carry an ice axe! Now, obviously, not a lot grows here, as the permafrost is about 7 feet deep. but we're going to try and plant some begonias all the same. Now, these are the variegated variety. Begonias veritas!
Later on this evening, we'll be answering your gardening problems in Gardener's Question Time with Chris Bonington and Ranulph Fiennes. But now in colour, Book at Bedtime, episode 1 of Brideshead Revisited, read by Rod Hull and Emu.
I remember when I first went to the old...
No! No, Emu! Bad! Girl! I went to the old...
Same again! I was my friend, Fernando!
Yeah, well, we really stuffed them, didn't we? We really waded in and split them apart by sitting around the campfire with them singing ABBA songs.
Tim, put that back on! What are you doing?
We're swapping uniforms. I thought that's what you did at the end of a battle.
Not in a war!
Oh, well. Sorry, everyone. Norwegian uniforms off. Give all the little pennants back.
Yeah, and that big fluffy polar bear with Come On Norway on the chest.
Hey, look, up there, a helicopter.
It's an airlift. HQ have sent a chopper to get us out.
Oh, we haven't sung Nina Fritti Ballerini yet.
Look, let them know where we are. Quick, who's got the box of flares?
Here.
Okay, standard flares instructions. 1, make sure you have a grown-up with you. 2, keep all pets indoors. 3, never return to a... Hold on. What's happened to the flares we were issued with?
That's them.
And since when have army-issued flares come in a Rover biscuit assortment tin? You've swallowed them, haven't you?
Look, the helicopter's going away. We'll have to fire one.
Well, I'll choose one. Look, let's see.
Looks like you're going to be the first
fireworks
to get picked,
Trev. No. It's always the rockets first. Then the Catherine wheel, then the Roman candle.
Oh, I thought you were a rocket.
No.
Why are you then?
I'm a letdown. Absolute rubbish I am. Put me in a milk bottle and I do naff all for 5 minutes. And then when Dad comes towards me with a broom handle, I start to glow again. So all the children scream.
And then?
I do naff all.
I thought you might have been one of these new American stealth fireworks.
What do they do then?
Leather. Very leather. You keep them in a safe tin, get all the kids outside, everyone at a safe distance with no naked flames, and then, when you light the touch paper, all your pets blow up in the house.
Brilliant. What do you do then?
Oh, I'm quite good, actually. I go up into the air about 200 feet, and then I explode into a million pieces with the most almighty crap.
Oh, sounds great. What are you?
I'm a ground-to-air missile.
That one will do. Give it here.
That's the helicopter you've just blown up, Will.
And now in colour, Spanish for soccer enthusiasts. Lesson 1, at the restaurant.
Excuse me, waiter. Could I have the menu?
Oi! Manuel!
We are now ready to order our meal.
Oi! Manuel!
No more wine for me, thank you.
And now in colour, the back row of the second violins.
What's it tonight, then?
Dunno. Spilt coffee on my copy.
Roger? I think it's by that bloke who wrote the thing about the bee.
Greig.
Greig?
Oh, bee. Sorry, I thought you said troll.
Hey, lads, here's the music. Right, one for you.
Hold on. Have you been drawing on my copy?
Me?
Rimsky-Korsakov. If you have, I'll break your fingers.
Oh, you got to admit, it was funny last time.
No, Now, I don't find playing There's No One Quite Like Grandma in the middle of the heroic activity very funny at all, actually.
Hey, we're about to start.
Come on, look, have you got a big long line of B-flats on page two?
There's the conductor.
You've drawn that on, haven't you?
Get ready, we're going. Come and get your paper, get your paper ready.
Oh, 270 bars rest. Thank God for that.
Right. Let's have a game of French cricket with a percussionist.
Oh, hold on. Have you seen the first page we're supposed to play?
Jesus wept.
Look at all those sharps.
I can't play that.
Oh, it's all right. It says Allegro con brio al moto divisimo.
Right. What's that mean then?
It's Latin. It means don't bother if you can't.
All right.
So, let me take this court martial through the proceedings again. When, after repeated trouble with the Norwegian contingent, a relief helicopter was sent to Commander Van Dyke, he screamed, "Give it here," and blew it to pieces with a MiG-2 heat-seeking rocket.
Sir, can I just say a few words in my defense?
Yes.
My dad went to Harrow.
Winking at me like that will do you no good whatsoever, Mr. Van Dyke.
Oh, come on, play the game.
Well, shut up, he's not a mason.
They all are. And further to this, that you did cause unnecessary distress to the Norwegian contingent by playing a Swedish music cassette, which only served to remind them that their country has never had a successful chart act.
Well, that was my ABBA tape, actually, sir.
ABBA. Which one?
Greatest Hits.
I see. Is it one with them in a dark room on the front?
No, you're thinking of The Visitor. This is the one on the bench. You know.
Nina Pretty Ballerina, that one. Oh, yes.
Can I just say, the old buffalo meets in the lodge tonight. Shut up, he's not a mason.
And take that moose's head off, Mr. Van Dyke. Mr. Van Dyke, what you did is tantamount to treason, which in this country is still punishable by death. However, as you are only a volunteer commander in the army, I shall have to ask you to volunteer to be executed. No, that can't be right. Hold on. Fetch the punishment log.
It's all right, everyone. Panic over. I fixed it. We'll bribe him.
No.
Sir, if you let him go free, I might see my way clear to let you get your hands on these secret consignment of atomic grenades. Look. And there's plenty more where those came from.
Yes, generally hanging off fir trees, I believe. Here, the punishment for volunteer treason.
Oh, God.
Mr. Van Dyke, you will be taken from this place to stand outside the Commander-in-Chief's office every lunchtime for the next 15 years.
Oh.
Yes. You see, the old boy network cuts no ice in the army, Mr. Van Dyke. And certainly not if your father only went to Harrow, for God's sake.
And Now in Colour was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lissa Evans.